Okay, well, good evening, everybody. Lesson 11, I Can Attitude, group number 9, 8, 2, 1 for some of us, depending on how many times you need to re-up. I'll tell you, having a conversation with Michael DiMuccio face-to-face about the I Can Attitude was really one of the big treats of being in Leighton. There were so many takeaways. I'm still trying to process the whole experience. And when I look at lesson 11 and think, this is it. You know, we're all finished. And then next week we'll have a little graduation, and the hardest part of the whole thing for each and every one of us is, okay, pull up that Polaroid camera and you get one big, big snapshot from the whole 10 weeks of lessons. And what will it be? And then how did you change as an individual? How did you change as a person? How did you become a human being more through the I Can Attitude? So that's next week. And I am going to invite people to listen. So don't hold back. It's kind of we get to do our graduation and we get to kind of give a sales pitch to people who are checking this out. So let's talk about lesson 11. And or actually, Julie, if you need to go, you decide if you want to share up front about Leighton or if you want to hang tight until about 15 minutes from now.
Well, which is better for you?
If you don't mind.
We are in the middle of snowstorm, so I did the shoveling, and now there's 2 more inches out there, so I can go get rid of my 2 inches and then come right back. I don't like that heavy snow.
So now I know how Ron works. So you each have your quota to fulfill before you can do what you want to do in the evening, even though it's, you know, past 9 o'clock. See, I would have thought Ron being arthritis-free, or, you know, after 15 years.
Well, he does the driveway and I do the sidewalk.
The sidewalk is smaller.
We share.
Oh, I gotcha. That makes sense. See, I can't compete with the redheaded Texan that I'm married to because she never had snow growing up. So she goes out and starts attacking the whole eighth of a mile driveway. And she got the best of it while I was in Salt Lake this weekend. So, but no, if you want to shovel first and then come back and join us in a bit, that'd be fine.
Okay, then I'll be back in a little bit.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay.
And just as a teaser, Julie's husband, Ron, will be on Saturday AM Live, and I'm not going to do the spoiler alert. And share what happened with him after just a few minutes with the grounding, with the Kinko ground, after reading the Earthing book 3 times. Not once, not twice, but 3 times he read it to try and figure out how this technology works. And, you just need to tune in on Saturday morning. So, let's talk about lesson 11. What'd you get out of it? How'd you apply it?
Hi, Dan.
Good evening.
Hey, Dan. It's Dan. Is anyone else going to talk, or would you like me to talk?
No. Let's cover lesson 11, and then you're one of the 1, 2, 3, 4 people that were in Leighton, we'll do that after we do lesson 11.
Okay, so from lesson 11, I love lesson 11 because it says treat yourself well, and I'm a firm believer in that. Because if you don't feel good and you don't, you're not a happy person, how can you spread happiness and health and well-being to the rest of the world? So I'm out in Utah still, treating myself well on the slope, and I find that it's very easy to converse with people while I'm on the ski bus going up to the slopes and making some new friends. But I feel so strong about the idea that the I can attitude is the best defense against fear. That was a quote Marty said, because I had to follow my I can attitude in several situations on these very, very, very steep slopes. And I did repeat the mantra again here in Utah. I also had to call on it when I was fearful of maybe talking to someone who I may not have spoken to. So I think that it is the best defense against fear in all situations. The other thing that I took away was that if we don't consider ourselves important enough to use the product technologies, how can we expect other people, either in our team or in our group, which also includes going to events. That's how I'm kind of piggybacking that. But if we don't do it, how can we expect others to be interested and follow our lead? So I think this was one of the best lessons, and I will be happy to share a few of my insights that I took away. I'm able to be on this line. I'm sitting in Sandy, Utah's parking lot of the library right now. So in a car, and we're expecting snow tomorrow. But anyway, I'll hop back on to talk about Layton as soon as possible. Thank you.
And I expect you, by the way, too, since as an I canner, thanks to William Todd, we're all familiar with his In-N-Out Burger experience. I would like you, Auntie Ann, to share about your crazy seatmate buying 5 In-N-Out monster-style cheeseburgers, only to cart them all the way back to Oregon for his family.
I will be happy to share how I called on my I can attitude about that.
to keep from being thoroughly disgusted, right?
Exactly.
Okay, who's next? Lesson 11. What did it do for you? How'd you apply it to thine own self? What jumped out at you?
Vance, I'm driving, so I don't have my notes in front of me. But just a quick one at the end, it said something about, you know, the brain, we are in a self-destruct mode unless we change it ourselves, and we're the only one that has control over it. So that was pretty powerful. And anyway.
Yeah, no, and Norma, you're right on, because if we go there, if we allow our brain to go there, It will, you know, it's anything left in nature will basically return to the earth. I mean, if you abandon a house and you don't maintain it and you don't do the things to keep a roof clean, to keep the siding clean, it'll just deteriorate and become all natural. And our minds and our bodies will do the same thing if we're not forward thinking. So, excellent point. Thanks, Norma.
Dan?
Go ahead, Tukey.
Oh, I think this one was the icing on the cake. Everything we learned was things that we had to do and promote in our business, and we had to change our thinking and repetition. And we are in the service business. But when I got to this, it just was such a gift. Because we need to take care of ourselves. I mean, even in the Meekin business, I forget to take care of myself. You're always focusing on the other person's need. And I loved the definition of shame and guilt. Oh, my gosh, what a freeing definition. But, yeah, I think that I am so glad that he had this on number 11 to get us back on the right track. And I got so excited because Meekin, the heart of Meekin is back in Meekin. I went out and I sold a Kinko ground. I talked to 3 other people that are interested. They want me to call, and I even sent emails. I was thinking, wow, I'm so glad for this this lesson 11 and what happened in Landon. So thanks.
You're referring to Leighton, correct?
Leighton, yes, yes.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, Tuki, I want to ask you, as one who is churched, okay, as a faith-filled person, guilt and shame. You know, guilt is taking responsibility for something we've done wrong or a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
However, shame is what we do to ourselves repeatedly to beat ourselves up. That's kind of a loose way of the way Marty, you know, defined it. Why was that so powerful to you?
Because for some reason, I always thought that I was just dealing with guilt, but in some aspects, I was dealing in shame, that it wasn't a bad thing I did, or, you know, you just messed up. No, it was you that was bad. I don't know if someone has always talked about that, but when he put that in there, that hit me between the eyes, because I have customers, I have a distributor, and, you know, that has that shame as well as I do. And when he separated that with the definition, that was so freeing for me.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you'd say. Liberating, freeing.
Yes, it did. It did.
Launching.
Yes, it launched me all right.
Yeah, and having, you know, grown up in the church for the last four decades or so, I never heard anybody talk about that the way Marty did. Never. And, you know, I mentioned to people in the church, and they say, oh, yeah. And then yet those same people have said, oh, yeah, I learned that a long time ago. Those are some of the same people that are trying to heap shame on others. And I look at some folks like that and say, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
I did that actually to my nephew last week, and it was really, really strong. And it was interesting because that's the difference between shame and guilt. So excellent, Tuki. Thank you.
And the other thing was there is no room to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
I like that when he said that.
Yep, and those of you who've been around Vance Rogers enough know that my father-in-law, he taught me early on in Stacy and I's marriage. I remember sitting in a church service where he was preaching, and he said, you know, when it comes to, you know, having pity on yourself, let me explain it to you this way. When you throw that pity party, Satan himself will be the first guest. He'll be the guest of honor. He'll arrive earlier than all the other guests, and he'll be there, and he'll coddle you, the whole party. And then, by matter of fact, he'll be the last one to leave. Yeah. That change, you know, whenever I start feeling sorry for myself, whether I've made a mistake or I'm doing something that, oh, man, what was I thinking? Say, get thee behind me, Satan. Move on. Go forward. Because nobody else is really going to do it. And if you get other people to join you in your pity party, those are not the friends you want. Trust me.
Vance?
Good evening.
This is Rita, and I also agree with Tuki. That
mm-hmm.
definition of the guilt versus shame was just incredible. And I happen to think that part of the problem in this planet right now is people don't take any personal responsibility. And that definition is incredible. I also like the action key, be authentic, and stay in integrity. I thought it was a good
mm-hmm.
lesson.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rita.
Hey, Dan, Tyra.
Good evening, Tyra. Lesson 11 to you. What jumped out?
Our actions, good or bad, will not become habit until they are repeated. Old ideas will not be overwritten without repetition of better ideas. The thing most of us call faith is totally unattainable without us exercising it, consistently, persistently taking the actions, believing the outcome will materialize. So how that showed up for me last month was in my team. I'm in Jackie and Karen Enzymes team, the weekly call on Saturday, same time as your call, Jack. And I got a text message a couple of days before the call from Jack saying I was in the top 10. And I was at work,
wow.
And I looked down at my phone.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I did that, too. That's what I did. I said, wow, I'm in the top 10. And it was just, it was shock. And then God brought it back to my remembrance. Because what I did at the beginning of the month, I said, beginning of last month, I took a stand and made a declaration. I said that what would it look like to have my team double our volume? And I think the volume was about 1,600 the month before. And I thought, well, I can't do it by myself, that's for sure. And I just stepped out on stage and I kept meditating on it. I put it in my calendar. I kept, and the more I repeated reading it and speaking it, the more I could believe it. And the volume and the group volume for the team just kept growing and expanding, and it was just amazing. So I reached my goal, and I couldn't believe I was in the top 10 and had an opportunity to share last Saturday on the call, acknowledged. I think I had 8 people on my team on that call last Saturday. So clearly, out of not knowing how it's going to happen, but believing it and standing for it, stepping out on faith, and just keep moving forward, taking those right actions, and just being with the bad actions, allowing yourself mm-hmm. to be with that, and just truly amazing. So Friday, my sister in Hayward near Oakland had a health and wellness party with Lois Wilburn, my sponsor, and my brother was there from Sacramento, Melvin, who I did a three-way with you, to I think back in June sometime, and
quite a while ago.
Yeah, the bug has been bitten. So he invited a couple, and the wife had so many good results from the products, experiencing them and sampling them, and the grounding blanket. She signed up that night, and
awesome. Hey, I want to, Tyra, I want to use, as you're sharing, as kind of if I can help process the takeaway. One of the things that, and I want to do this tonight so we don't do it next week. One of the things that Tyra has been really, really good at, and I'm not scolding anybody else, or I'm not saying, oh, Tyra's the A-plus student or anything like that, but what I've gleaned from the last 11 weeks, or 12, if we're counting, is how you've always come to the call with the application and looking back over, a few days or several weeks and said, given us this report, kind of a scorecard or a ledger of this is what's happening in my team. And I really, really appreciate that, because some may say, oh, Tyra's coming and she's going to, take this much time, or she's going to share too much. No. That's not it at all. I love the fact that we're hearing exactly how you're applying it and how you're utilizing it, because this is a point of connection. And you mentioned the word, was it you or was it who just said before? No, it was you. That we need to believe in what we're doing. Michael DeMuccio, you would have thought, everybody who's on this call, you would have thought he got Jesus and got the Holy Spirit or something. One of the sessions he spoke and he said, it's not just about believing. By faith,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you are healed.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally quoted right the words,
yeah.
As Jesus said them. And it was such a powerful thing, because we have to have that expectation, as you said, putting a goal out there and going for it. So I want to switch gears, if we can, and if you didn't get a chance to share or whatever, I want to go directly. If you were in Layton, everybody else, if you can mute your line, but if you were in Layton, Auntie Ann, Elaine, if Julie's back on now, Everybody else, I'd be just so grateful if you could mute your line so we can hear from these folks. You heard a little bit on Saturday, and if you missed that call, Jeannie Zeden sent me the nicest text after it was done, and she said, Vance, oh my goodness, I think she wrote OMG, but the way she wrote it, it was like screaming at me, and she said, I feel as if I was there. The people that shared it, and we only had a few people share on Saturday. You're going to hear about this for the next few weeks if you tune into Saturday AM Live. Dave Johnson on his call yesterday had several people share. Most of them were brand new. They'd never been to an event before. So this was their first. And I don't want to keep saying over and over that, man, it's a bummer if you missed it. I don't want to focus on that because that would be shaming. What I want to do is somehow convey to everybody that the new sheriff is in town. And in 26 years, I've never seen a servant leader like Luis Quezada. I sat there doing human thing more. And I thought, we've never had somebody like this at the helm. Thank you, God. It was such a cataclysmic experience for me. And I'm still here. I've been home for 48 hours, and I don't know how to process it. There was so much, so rich, but what was driving it from the beginning to the end, to the start at 8:59 of Humans Being More, and being in that room, opening the door for people, handing them glue sticks, to him being all covered in sweat from head to toe because he was tearing it up on the dance floor. What a great person to emulate and follow. And he started with Meekin back in the early 90s as a translator. And now he's the global president. So, if you want to raise your expectations and you want to sink your teeth into something, stay plugged in and watch how change occurs. And this is the same man that I heard speak a year and a half ago who said those words, and I've quoted him many, many times. When change occurs, we have two options. Complain or seek understanding. And he challenged me so much to seek understanding of what I know I need to do. And I came home with a completely different perspective of what Meekin is and what my responsibility is. I have many, many other takeaways from it, but who wants to go first?
Vance, this is Anne. And
Go for it, Anne.
Okay. I was only in attendance on Saturday, but I got so much out of it. And I could not believe how the ICANN concept resonated through almost every single person's presentation. When Brody Craney started talking, he said, it's not who you think you are that holds you back. It's what you think you are not. Now, if that isn't right out of the ICANN book, I don't know what is. Another thing was that Chris Bruce, Dave Johnson's son-in-law, spoke, and he had a very compelling personal story and elevator speech, so to speak. But what he said is, find stories that resonate with people. Instead of thinking about ourselves and what's, you know, in our life, we need to focus on our customers and our people that, you know, be customer-centric. And I found that fascinating. Cameron Taylor, who spoke, was a wonderful keynote speaker. I just loved him and his books that I'm reading now. He said, only use I can. Never say I cannot. Only say I can. Kimball Sargent, who, of course, won the Eagle Award and was phenomenal speaker, and she was a good breakout leader as well. She said something that I've never heard. Take the word impossible. First thing she said, I want you all to write down impossible and then put an apostrophe between the M and the P. I mean, this is like fantastic. And there's so many other things. I don't want to hog up the time, but I learned so much in just that one Saturday. The time went fast. It was very well organized. And the whole thing is that it's about the mind, the five pillars, to expand our minds when we go to these events. I just felt like, you know, there was just so much in it. So thank you. And now I have to tell you how I used my I Can attitude. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, my body time, from New Hampshire. I'm in Utah. And Vance wants to pull into an In-N-Out Burger. There's 5 people in the car. I'm exhausted. And I had my I Can attitude going because I didn't complain. I didn't whine. I thought, I can deal with this because Vance is doing this for his family to get his 5 onion-loaded hamburgers. So it was crazy, but it was great. And kudos to wonderful Steve Crowfoot, who is an amazing guy that really reached out and shuttled us around. And it was phenomenal, and I enjoyed the day.
Would you recommend Auntie Anne taking in the Leighton event or Logan, wherever it's near at in Salt Lake next year?
Absolutely. Oh, it's just, the people are so kind and loving, and it just was so well run. And I really enjoyed it, and I learned so much, and I'd be proud. I had my sister-in-law with me. She's not a consultant. She is a customer, but she got so much out of it. She enjoyed it as a guest. It was just a really top-shelf presentation, all the presentations, the speakers, and it just ran very smoothly. It was very, very impressive.
And being one of those speakers, it was just phenomenal. I mean, I was in awe, absolutely awe. You nailed it as far as how things are run. Elaine Matthews, add to that.
Well, when I met Lewis, it was like I looked at him, he looked at me, the sweet smile on his face, and he looked into your eyes. And the love and the support and the kindness, it was so powerful. And during the day, every time I saw him, it was that smile and the look in the eyes. And he said, don't call me the new president of NITAG, call me your friend. Introduce me as your friend. And he was just, it was just so powerful, the impression he left on me and his mannerisms. Also, Ruben, during our prayer at our dinner on Friday night, he was having a real hard time gathering his words and speaking. He was very emotional about the day and everything he was trying to share. You know, the heart message coming from these leaders is impressive. Very, very impressive. And, you know, they were out on the dance floor dancing, both of them. It was just so, so wonderful. I was sitting there and they started doing a train. And Mike DiNuccio and some of the others grabbed my hand and pulled me out and maybe hold on to someone, and he was on my waist and we were going. You know, I mean, he was so friendly and so kind. And, you know, I had a nice talk with Mike DiNuccio. You know, we visited for a while. A bunch of us, after it was over, I guess it was Friday, the main session was over and we were waiting for dinner. We didn't go back to the house because it was where I was staying. It was like a 40-minute drive. So we stayed there, and we went to the front of the lounge. There was a big, big table there. And Mike was in the other section talking to Molly. And we were sitting there, and we were all wanting to work on our business plan because they were talking about business plans and writing up your business plan. And Mike got up, and I heard him say, you know, well, it was good talking to you, and I heard him move his chair back, and I went over, and I asked him, if he would mind coming over and sharing with us that we all would like to do our business plan. And he came right over, he sat down. There must have been 6 or 8 of us, and I'll tell you, as he was speaking, more and more people kept joining us as he was sharing this business plan. He was talking about starting the right way, you know, with the steps, the incentives, and he had spoken on that earlier. You know, look at that and really study that incentive program, because how it works together and how the points and how we can benefit ourselves and our team and how we can help our team really get some points, maybe reward points, but also win some cash. And there were just so many things. I don't know where to start, you know. I remember on Friday it was a lady, Peggy Goodman, was talking. She's a physical therapist. And she was sharing about muscle testing and how she can tell by muscle testing how much water you're absorbing into your body. And she said she works with a lot of people that have chronic pain syndrome and that, you know, are coming to see her because they're chronic pain. And she said, what I've been doing is testing them, and when they drink the regular water and I push down on their wrist with just 2 fingers, and you have to ask it a certain way, and she said how much of this water is Debbie absorbing, because Debbie asked her, how do you do this? So she said, come on up here, Debbie, and I'll show you. So Debbie went up front, and then she said that question, how much of this water is Debbie absorbing? And, you know, she started with 5%, she was strong, went to 10 strong, 15 strong, 20 she was strong, but 25 she went right down, and that was drinking city water. They gave her a cup of sips of city water. Well, then they gave her new 10 Thai mag water. She drank a couple sips, they did the test again, and she started where they left off at the 20%, and went 20% strong. And 25% strong, and then she went to 30 strong, and then she went to 10 point increments, and went to 40%, 50%, 60, 70, 80, 90, and she was strong. And when she hit 95%, her arm went down. And she said, what I found was the problem why they're not getting relief is because they're not absorbing the water. When you drink the city water, you're not getting the absorption that you need. And she said, you see the difference in the testing of our water. It's impressive how you can test this and see this, see how much they're actually absorbing by doing this muscle testing. So that, to me, that was very powerful as a visual, you know, something I never would have thought of before. And I know most of the people in the room never thought of it before. I know.
And for the rest of us who are trying to grasp what Elaine's sharing, don't worry. I have Peggy Goodman on my list of people that will be on a future episode of Saturday AM Live. Don't worry, because this woman, I sat across the table from her, you know, Friday night at the dinner, and every time somebody said something humorous, I have never seen somebody laugh. I mean, her whole body radiated laughter and pure joy, and I started laughing even harder watching her laugh. And you're right on, Elaine. Here's a woman who really knows the magnitude. And by the way, the factual information when it comes to PIMAG water, and my roommate David Jones shared this with me, the Nikan water, whether it's out of the bottle, whether it's out of the shower head, 3 times the effectiveness, 3 times the absorption, 3 times the hydration. That's what it comes out to. 3 times. So just kind of tuck that away. Is it a proven fact? Well, test them. Find out. You know, so that is a huge thing. Elaine, I don't want to cut you off, but I want Julie to share. She's not part of this session, I Can group. However, She's come to this event before. This was her first time with her husband, Ron. And so I know that made it tons different.
That made it tons awesome. Just watching him have such a good time and thoroughly enjoy it, because he didn't have a clue what he was getting into or what it was going to be like or anything. And, you know, it's just really nice that he wants to go now, and that's more specifically because of the Kenko ground. He just has found that one product to be amazing, although he's my walking testimonial for a good number of the products. The Kenko ground is his favorite. He loved the whole thing. We won't be able to keep him quiet from now on about anything, which is great. But it was an extra special because he was there. But it was also, of all the conferences that I've been to, and I've been going for 22 years now to almost at least one a year and sometimes more, and they're all good. I love them and enjoy all of them, but this one was extra special because it was smaller, so everyone seemed extra friendly, but the flow of it with the speakers, like everything stayed right on track. It was very informative, very educational. Everybody had quality stuff to share. And it for the workshops, Ron and I went different directions because he stayed with the guest part mostly, and I went to the advanced part mostly. And it was interesting that Vance, I don't know if it was you or Brody that commented on the clarity, but he just wants the clarity all the time now, every day. Where's that stuff? You know, it's like that's his new favorite product because of what somebody said about that specific one during the weekend. I think because once you go over 70, you really want to feed your brain. I think it's just really important, and it's one of my favorite products too, because when I have paperwork to do, which I hate paperwork, but if I have some paperwork to do, I'll always have one beforehand, and in like 10 or 20 minutes it's like my mind clears and I can tackle the paperwork that I dislike to do but that has to get done. But
For the sake of time, I know that you're going to chime in on Saturday when Ron shares.
I don't know if he's going to let me. I think he's going to have the phone. But you can try to get me if you want.
if you want to validate any of you, and I don't know if I've ever been so excited about an upcoming call, but if you could have seen what happened when Dennis and Ruth invited people to share their Nikan story, and I literally hit him on the thigh because he was sitting next to me, and I said, "You need to get up there and share that story about the Kinko ground." And he's like, "Oh, okay," and he literally became the Mr. Rogers or the Will Rogers or the Paul Harvey of the evening, and everybody just got sucked in. And what a powerful, powerful story coming from a gentleman who's been a registered nurse for how long, Julie?
Ron, how long have you been an RN? He's in his 50, almost 50 years.
So, and that's 50, folks, not 15, 50. But 50. 50 years. So if you want to validate, you know, there's somebody really, really, and he read the Earthing book three times.
He loves that book. It's my book. It's my book. I haven't been allowed to read it yet because he's still got it. I might have to buy another copy.
Yeah.
Although it is online.
Yeah. So, folks, sorry, we always seem to do this. We go long, and that's because Vance talks too much, and I do apologize. Especially for those of you who are on the East Coast, or you're on East Coast time. September 7th, I'm looking at the flyer. This is a ways out. But September 7th in Concord, California, it's a suburb of San Francisco. September 6th and 7th, and I believe that's going to be Human Being More Prior, Dave and Valerie Johnson, Barbara Petrucci, Royal Diamond, Dr. Gary Lindner, Royal Diamond, and Brody Craney Diamond. Those are the four keynote people that are on here. There is also the end of April in San Diego, and that event, if you want to catch the Nikan fire and the passion of what this company has to offer, I don't know how it was told to me, but somebody said, oh, when people find out that Luis Quezaga is going to be someplace, they come a-running. San Diego is very, very close to the Spanish-speaking border, okay? So I think it's April 26th. I'm going to do, Stacey and I already looked at the calendar late Friday night. We were FaceTiming one another, and she said, well, we got this. And I said, well, I'm going to see what I can do. I've said this before.
I thought it was around the 10th or 12th.
Okay, I'm totally off. I literally, since I've been home, haven't even... I want to take somebody's challenge. I think it was Elaine or Auntie Anne about looking at the incentives. I just had her name memorized. I'm sorry, I got to look it up again. Mi Jing Chong. There is she's been a Nikan for quite a while. She stands all of maybe 5 foot, if that. She did several of the incentives all piggybacked together and went platinum. And she just figured out how to do it. And I remember talking to Brody about it, and he said, yeah, it's like she just keeps putting me to work. And he said, why not?
In Brody's group?
Yes. So why would he not? Anyhow, there's so many takeaways, and I know it's challenging, especially when you know, it's like, well, I wasn't there, Vance. How am I supposed to, you know, glean from this? Listen between the lines on upcoming calls when people share about this event. This, for me, when I went 4 years ago, I made a commitment then that every year I will do whatever it takes to make sure I'm at this event, because the heart of Nikan is just... wow, it's like, and that was the coolest thing from watching people who were introduced to Nikan during the weekend and came and were a part of it. And phenomenal, the response. So I wasn't able to go last year because of a family conflict, because the dates didn't work for us. But it's like, yeah, I'm not going to miss it next year. I'll make sure, and it should be easier to... I mean, a few years from now, when we're in Kenya, I'm still going to come back to the States and take in this event, because that's how powerful it is. And it's not a huge, massive throng of people. It's the people Oh, yeah, the venue. The venue they use every year... Well, last year or 2 years ago, I didn't get such great reviews, but 4 years ago, I'll tell you, the first one I had the opportunity to be at University of Utah State University, I believe it was. We're actually on campus, and amazing. So, anyways, folks, next week, please come ready to share your snapshot. There's no homework required. Just go back over your notes, look at what, you know, really jumps out, and be ready to share passionately what you gleaned from this whole experience, looking back over the last 11, 12 weeks. What's your biggest takeaway? What's your biggest aha? And really, really focus in. And use this time, use this week, because, again, there is no homework. But, you know, go back and look through the titles of the lessons and think about what it meant for you. And then right behind that, make a decision come March 5th. If you want to ante up again, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you say, no, I'm going to bow out this time. Trust me. I'm not in this for... I will continue to do this again until something else better comes along. And so far, I've not seen, of all the stuff that's thrown out there, a simple duplicatable system like this one. So, questions, comments, concerns? I've got one final request, but I want to make sure everybody has clarification on what next week's assignment is and how we're going to do this.
Vance, it's Elaine. May I say one thing?
You can, Elaine.
Valerie Johnson, I went up to her and I asked her, they were recording between her and Dave just about everybody's presentation, and I asked her if they're going to be showing them on any site like Magnetic Leaders, and she said if they turn out, they will be posted on magneticleaders.com. So I think the secretaries were there of Dave and Valerie, his office girls, and I think that's what they're working on, according to what I've heard. And it's going to take time, but I would just keep an eye out on magneticleaders.com for different things to show up.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Elaine, because, you know, the caveat to that is Dave Johnson was sitting in the very, very front when I spoke on Friday, and Valerie was the speaker after me. So I know neither one of them videoed my talk, which is fantastic. because
my husband loved it. He said it was his favorite.
No. He's just blowing smoke up my shorts, proverbially. I had fun, mind you, especially in the Saturday, the breakout sessions. I had a lot of fun talking about the, what was the title, Power of a Good Product or something like that?
Story.
Anyway.
Story.
Yeah, it's what we learned from Marty, and I don't remember which lesson it was, but tell a story, make a point. And with every single one of our products, you tell a story, you make a point. Even if it's not your own story, you tell a story, you make a point. It's that simple. Last request of the group. I'm going to kind of gloss over it really quick. Dr. Mary Van Hoy, who has gotten on here a couple times during this last session, during the last 11 weeks, and she's missed a few because of traveling. She splits her time between Indiana and Seattle. She's on her way right now to Anchorage, Alaska, and she sent me a text this morning. Some of you already know about this. Keep her in your thoughts and prayers. Her son-in-law last night overdosed on painkillers. Apparently he's been addicted to opiates. Am I pronouncing that right? I think it's opiates. I'll just leave it at that. I'm pretty confident she'll be with us the next session. You will hear from her on Saturday AM Live. She's a passionate person about life, but she's on her way up to Anchorage. Now, she might already be there to be with her daughter. And yuck. So...
Which she the optometrist?
She is the optometrist. Yeah, short in stature, but, oh yes, absolutely. Just, you talk about a woman who grabs life by the horns and goes for it. Her feet may only take a 20-inch stride, but it's like she runs in like a deer going through the forest. Just an amazing person. So, anyway, folks, that's all we got. Almost a full hour tonight, and again, I apologize for going long, but hopefully this was beneficial to you. Saturday, Ron Clark, registered nurse. It's going to be a fun one, for sure. And then next Tuesday night, the wrap-up of the whole last 11, 12 weeks-ish. and invite people to be on the call on Saturday. It's not very often we have a registered nurse first-time exposure to a NECAN event, and that'll be a 4 week processing time frame, so it'll be fun, to say the least. Oh, and then last Saturday's call was posted, by the way. If you missed it live, it was already, Steve wrote me today and said he had it posted last night. So it's in the 2019 recordings section. Was I supposed to make a new product announcement too? Nobody, none of you guys care about a new product, do you?
You better not be withholding information from your favorite people.
Jeff Eisen looked right at me and he just nonchalantly said, "Oh, it's that and that," and I can't remember what he said.
I was hoping that there would be a product revealed the weekend.
Yeah, and there wasn't. But he told me, and if I remember what it is, I'll text it to everybody because I honestly cannot remember for the life of me. He told me something was coming, and I went, "Oh, well, that'll be cool," but I can't remember what it was. So,
you need more clarity pills.
Yeah, I guess I do. The Ethiopian coffee beans that I enjoyed while we were making dinner and during dinner.
It'll come to you 5 minutes left. You go off.
It will, and then I'll just text it on out to everybody. So if you don't receive a text, it didn't come. Okay? It didn't happen. It wasn't meant to be. So, anyways, those of you who have an evening left, have a great, wonderful evening. Keep Dr. Mary Van Hoy in your prayers again. And we'll talk to you Saturday, if not next Tuesday for sure. Love you guys and gals so much. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.